All right, my next guest is a good friend of mine. He used to write about the Cincinnati Reds. Now he's retweeting things that say red places have higher crime rates. He's a former San Francisco Chronicle writer, MLB Network reporter, currently freelancing, and my friend Henry Schulman joins the show. Henry, what's going on, man? How are you?
Oh, that's I'm doing great. I appreciate the call. I don't get many calls here at the home. For older, you know, retired old sports
Stop.
Players.
Stop. Are you guys playing shuffleboard every day and just going around playing pickleball, maybe a little pickleball?
Exactly. And you know what? I've learned how to just subsist on applesauce. I'm very happy here.
Well, this has to be refreshing for you to talk a little baseball based on everything you're tweeting about on your Twitter feed right now. So have you been paying attention to baseball at all? You've been watching the WBC.
I have. Yeah, I've been watching the semifinal game tonight, the WBC. I watch and read and listen about the Giants. I love to read all my former friends in the in the various newspapers and websites, and I try to stay on top of it. I do a little work I did last year for Associated Press and MLB.com, just sort of filling in for folks. So it's always good to stay on top of what the Giants are doing.
So what do you think about the WBC, Henry? I used to be against it. I didn't like it. I thought it was a formulated thing get people excited about baseball that weren't. Now I'm all in. I think this is amazing. I understand the injury risk. I understand how maybe general managers and organizations would be concerned about that. But the pageantry and the passion and the atmosphere of these games and the way the players are reacting to it, it's been pretty incredible. What do you think about the WBC and where it's going and what it represents right now for baseball?
As a baseball fan in general, I like it. I think it's great. And I recognize how important it is around the world. I might feel differently if I were a general manager or a manager of a major league team. Yes, you can get injured in spring training. I mean, Gavin Lux of the Dodgers messed up his knee, and I think he's done for the year in a spring training game. Things can happen. Other than the weird thing that happened to Edwin Diaz, that's about as freak an injury as you can have. I don't know what it is this time around. But the interest in the United States seems to be much higher than in the first, definitely the first two, then the U.S. won it last time. And maybe because they won it, and maybe because it's almost like a dream team this year, maybe even compared to some of the other years for the U.S., there's just a lot of interest in it. And I imagine that tomorrow's ratings for U.S. versus either Mexico or Japan, I think it's going to be through the roof.
Yeah, and it's just... It's been good for the game. Baseball's been all the talk lately, and maybe it's just because I'm so fine focused on baseball. I've been locked in on the Giants, went to spring training for a long time. But I feel like everybody's talking about the new rules, whether you like them or you don't like them. Everybody's talking about the WC, whether you like it or you don't like it. So, well, I think the commissioner has gotten a lot of things wrong the last couple of years. I feel like he's hit the jackpot here with the WBC and the new rules, and I want to get your thoughts on the new rules. I know it's a broad-based question. I'm not being specific about it, but what do you like about them? What do you dislike about them? And your thoughts about the new rules in Major League Baseball?
Well, the main thing I dislike, and it's not really a dislike, it's just maybe I would have done it differently if I were commissioner. I think that it's a lot. All the rule changes at once is a lot. It's a lot for people to digest. I'll tell you what, I watched the game NBC Sports Bay Area did. I think it was a Sunday.
Yeah.
And yesterday. And, and I listened to the games on the radio. And, on the radio, because it's always been such a medium where, you tell stories between pitches and what that. It seemed rushed because of the pitch clock. But watching on TV, I couldn't tell the difference. 20 seconds, which is the limit when there's a runner on base, 20 seconds doesn't seem like a long time, but like if you're cooking something in the microwave and it hits 20 and you're looking at that clock, it could feel like forever depending on how hungry you are. And I don't think there's any I don't think there's any reason that a batter can't get set in 12 seconds or however many seconds he has to get set, and that a pitcher can't throw a pitch within 20 seconds. And I think that's going to really help. I'm not so much a big fan of the shift rule. I realize why they did it. I mean, offense is important. It's all they've changed the rules of baseball many times to sort of goose offense. I get why they're doing it. It just seems a little weird for me. I mean, in baseball forever, there's only one position on the entire diamond where you can require where a player is, and that's the catcher, and he has to be in foul territory. But other than that, you know, I've always been sort of a let him play guy. And I think people are making way too much about, you know, the extra three, you know, the bases. I mean, I think that's a great rule. I think it's going to increase stolen bases, and I think it's going to help prevent injuries. And you know what? Some of the pictures I saw that ran in the papers and online were taken. I mean, I don't think the photographers did it on purpose, but they were taken at angles that made it seem like those new bases, you know, were the size of an island, you know, in a small island in the Pacific. I mean, it's 3 inches. It's not that big a deal. So all in all, I think it's not going to take very long for the players and the fans to get used to everything. Now, you know, in the WBC, they're not using these rules. And when we get further into the regular season in baseball, and especially into the playoffs, where you have some of that drama and you have, like, you know, what every pitch is so critical, and you have guys having to rush, you know, maybe the players won't like it as much.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
Named one of the best personal finance podcasts, The Stacking Benjamin Show with Joe and his friends makes financial literacy fun.
Work hard and save your money. That way, when you're old like me, you can buy the things that only young people can enjoy.
Squirrel watching.
You heard it here first. Get yourself a squirrel cam. Spend $30 a month on nuts, and you'll be at early retirement before you know it.
No, Piggy, this is the road to a podcast nobody listens to.
Find out more by searching The Stacking Benjamins podcast wherever you listen.
Talking to Henry Schulman, nice to have you joining us tonight. Yesterday's game, I was down there and I did the game on KNBR. It was 9-6 Giants. There was obviously 15 runs, 22 hits. The Giants had 13. The Angels had 9. There was two or three pitching changes in the middle of an inning, Henry. The game time was 2 hours and 29 minutes. I mean, that's a 4-hour game last year, or close to a 4-hour game with all the hits and the pitching changes. It was 2:29, and there was another game I did down there. It was 2 hours and 11 minutes. So, and it has a good flow to it. And I was against it at first. I thought, you know, I'm an old school guy. I like the rhythm and the flow of a game. And I did do a few games on the radio, Henry. And it is rushed. It's just like you don't have a lot of time to talk. And the best part about listening to John Miller and Dave Fleming and Dwayne Kuiper is hearing them, their stories and their anecdotes. And I don't think you can do that as much on the radio. You can still do it. And you just say, hey, the 1-1 pitch is low, ball two, and then get back to the story. But it's happening quick. Everything's happening quick. And for me, I like the bases closer. The Giants, get this, Henry, you watch the Giants play, and I don't know if you know this, they're leading all of spring training stolen bases with 36. They're running crazy. Yeah, well, I mean, it's exciting to watch.
Well, one of the things, just talking about the Giants, Gabe Kapler is a big believer in spring training of just running like crazy. And he always has been, even before they changed the rule, because – his feeling is he wants to see whether these guys can steal or not. And I think it's clear that they're going to use the new rules. They're adapting to the new rules. I think they're going to run more. And I think there was even a story about it the other day in the Chronicle. They've spent a lot of time working on the catcher's back picking first base, because the pitcher can only throw over there twice. Third time he throws over, it's a balk unless he actually picks them off. But the catcher can, you know, he can throw first base every time until they figure that out and change that rule. And as for the speed of the game, I'm a little concerned about the Giants ownership, because between having the games only last 2.5 hours and lowering some of the beer prices, I just don't know. The revenue stream is just going to disappear. Yeah, I'm kidding, but
no. Larry was excited about lowering. Larry Bear was excited about lowering the beer prices, and I thought, wow.
Yeah, there's only so much beer you can sell in two and That's... You sell a lot more beer in 3.5 hours than you can sell in 2.5 hours. And I think a lot of people, I think, you know, it's not so much the time of game. You know, in fact, you know, my girlfriend is actually a little ticked off because she says, when I go to a game, I want to be there for 3 hours. And I want to watch a 3-hour ball game. But I mean, the point of it is really never been about the time of game. It's been about the pace. I mean, we live in a video game generation. Baseball is competing with, you know, UFC and, you know, the NBA. You know, football's still a little draggy with the huddles and all that, the 30-second clock. But I think the younger people who are going to be the future baseball fans, you know, they don't want to sit around and come go to a baseball game and sort of leisurely chat with their buddies. I think they want action. And I think it's a little tougher for you know, I think that's what they're going for. And I think it'll be more interesting for the people at home. I think, you know, I mean, you're really going to have to time your bathroom breaks for between innings. And even those are shorter. So, you know, be careful how much you drink.
I was doing the show on KNBR when Larry Bear announced that they were lowering beer prices. And then we were joking that that's great. And Giants fans were going nuts. Like the phone lines were lit up. Everybody was celebrating that beer prices were reasonable and they could afford it. And then you start to see the game times. And I joked that the Giants have lost $2 billion this year on beer because, like, you're gonna have games, Henry, when it's all the A-listers out there and it's not kids playing, the A-ball kids playing the eighth and the ninth inning. They're going to be under 2 hours this year. You're going to have a day game that finishes at 3 o'clock that starts at 1.
Yeah, you know, if you look at Retro Sheet, which is a great website, and you look at some of the ball games that used to be played in the 20s and 30s and 40s when there wasn't TV and, you know, there, I mean, radio was just becoming a thing. I mean, these games would go 14 innings sometimes, 12 innings, whatever, and you see the time of game, an hour and 38 minutes. And I don't think they want to go for that. I mean, there is a ballpark experience, and I don't know, maybe some fans will feel cheated if they're paying upwards of $100 a ticket for some of the better games or even more. I mean, some of the tickets are way more than that. And, you know, they barely get a sit down and already it's in the fifth inning. But I think a lot of people are just going to enjoy it. I mean, people, you can come to the ballpark a little early, have your first couple of beers, you know, get the bathroom out of the way, and enjoy a quick paced game. And I don't know. I don't think we're going to have too many people complaining that, you know, well, I only got to be at the ballpark for 2 hours and 28 minutes.
Well, here's the counter to that. Would you rather be there for 3:30 and watch guys strike out and walk and see no action at all? And every ground ball is hit right to somebody. Or would you rather be there for 2 hours and 30 minutes and watch guys stealing bases, watch ground balls actually get through the infield, and have an exciting brand of baseball? And I've seen that firsthand. I've seen probably 20 spring training games this year. And at first I was like, oh, my gosh, this is making me anxious. It's giving me anxiety. Ah. And now it's normal. It's exciting. There's ground balls between first and second again that go through to the outfield, and the runner goes all the way to third. There's ground balls up the middle that aren't hit well because – nobody's standing behind second base, and guys are stealing again. The stolen base is a thing. So there's going to be athleticism. There's an emphasis on athleticism, an emphasis on speed, and an emphasis on defense. Did Japan just walk off Mexico?
Japan
they did.
Just walked
6-5.
Yeah.
My goodness, what a game. Back and forth. So it's Japan and USA tomorrow in the WBC Finals. That is a heavyweight matchup. Is Ohtani pitching?
In a game that took 3 hours and 45 minutes, I might add.
Really?
Close to it. Yeah, it started at 4 our time. It's 7:45 now. So, yeah.
I guess the point I'm trying to make, Henry, is would you rather see a super action-packed, exciting game or get your money's worth and have a 3.5-hour snooze fest?
Exactly. I think some baseball's been unwatchable. It's the evolution of pitching and hitting and analytics all kind of rolled into one where you can create more velocity and you can create more bat speed and you have the three true outcomes of walk, strikeouts and home runs. And baseball had to make a decision on what it wanted to present on the field. And I did say that I kind of am, you know, I kind of wish they'd leave the shift alone because I just feel that just traditionally, I think fielders should stand where they want to stand. But I can't argue your point on this. I think fans who have not been, you know, the Giants don't televise a lot of games in spring training. And I think it's going to be a shock to the system when the season starts and they go to the Oracle Park and watch the games, and they watch the Giants play the Yankees and on TV on March 30th. And it's going to be a shock to the system to see all the running. And while I don't think the Giants are going to run as much as they're doing in spring training, I think they're going to do a lot more running. And you are going to see more offense. And actually, in some of these games in spring training, that even though the one you went to had 15 runs and was over in less than 2.5 hours, there have been some 3-hour games that I've listened to on the radio where there's just been a lot of guys on base, and you get that extra 5 seconds each time, and it does make a difference. I kind of agree with you. I mean, I keep looking at I've never looked before at the time of game, NBA time of game, but they actually do put it in the box score. And I'm not saying MLB will ever be as quick as the NBA, but these games are over in 2 hours and 5 minutes. That's it. You pay all that money to go to the Chase Center, and you are in and out in 2 hours and 5 minutes. You don't hear anybody complaining about that.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you were only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band, and they must think this kid must have just been handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.
No, absolutely not. And we always used to joke that the broadcasters for basketball had it made. They never had rain delays. They had quick games. They had way less games to do. They had days off. So, that's the ultimate job, right, to broadcast NBA games. Talking to Henry Schulman, former San Francisco Chronicle writer, MLB reporter, currently a freelancer. So what do you think about the Giants this year? You've been paying attention. You've been watching some games. Your thoughts on how this season could go for the San Francisco Giants?
Well, for one thing, I thought they did well for having lost out on Judge and Correa. They're more like a team like they were when in Kapler's first couple of years, where they have some guys who aren't sexy, but Haniger, Conforto, these are good players. And I really do like the pitching staff. I like the starting rotation. Stripling hasn't been very good in spring training, but I've watched enough of Stripling to know he's going to be a real big contributor. And they've lost some big time pitchers. I think they're going to be more competitive than people give them credit for. This is a division now that is very top weighted with the Giants, with the Dodgers and the Padres. The Dodgers, look, they've lost a lot of offense. Trey Turner is gone. Lux, who's actually a pretty good player, he's gone for the year. Justin Turner, a good hitter, sort of the heart and soul of the clubhouse, heart and soul of the team. He's gone. They're going to have Walker Buehler right away for the rotation. But they still have such a great farm system. Guys that you probably don't know a lot. James Outman, who played a little bit last year. Trace Thompson. They've got a third baseman named, Miguel Vargas. They've got some pitchers. So, I think the Dodgers are still going to be the Dodgers, even with what they lost. And the Padres are like an all-star team. So it's going to take guys having not necessarily career years, but they're going to guys having better than average years, guys who have not had better than average years lately. And the thing that would concern me most about the Giants right off the bat, when they won 107 games, Brandon Crawford was a stud. And now we already know that the knee injuries that hampered him so much last year are back. And Gabe is already talking about managing his time out on the field. And they don't really have a genuine backup shortstop out there. And Haniger, who really was their big offensive acquisition, even more so than Conforto in terms of the offense, he's already missed a lot of spring training because of this oblique injury. So it's kind of starting already. And you're going to have guys like Wade and Yastrzemski. They're going to have to be better than they were. David Villar is going to have to hit. And one thing I need to say right now about third base for the Giants, after watching Casey Schmidt on both sides of the ball, if I'm David Villar, I better get off to a hot start. or else we're going to see that kid up here before the end of April.
I watch play a lot here. He's a big leaguer. I mean, he's just a big leaguer. There's no other way to put it. The way he carries himself, the way he picks it at third, his arm, his demeanor, his confidence, his swagger. I mean, just his swing, the way he runs the bases. He's fast. Like everything. He's a complete player. And I know it's spring training and you have to temper your enthusiasm a little bit, but he looks the part. He looks like a, I said it on the broadcast, he just looks like a big leaguer.
Yeah, you know, I mean, look, you and I and those of us who are in and around the game, we look at spring training differently. We don't look at the batting average. We don't look at the hits. But we can look at a guy at the plate and we can see what his approach is. We can see what he lays off of and what he swings at and what he does with pitches that are thrown in a certain location. And I watch this guy. That's how I watch a baseball game when I try and judge a player. I'm sure you do, too. And I'm looking at this guy going, I can't believe this guy's not played at AAA yet. Because of his approach. And, you know, this baseball is so funny. I mean, we've been hearing about Elliot Ramos and Marco Luciano for so long. And, look, they both might end up being major league players, and Luciano might end up being a stud. But then, you know, you forget about the guys who were taken second in the draft or third in the draft. And these are good ball players too. And I don't think anybody a year ago even would have said, you know, Casey Schmidt is going to be the first really big impact offensive player that was drafted and developed by Zaidi and his staff. But I don't think there's any question he's going to be the first.
Absolutely. So what are you up to now? What are you working on anything? Where could we read you next?
Oddly enough, if you can get a hold of the Hall of Fame, it has a quarterly magazine. I believe it's called Dreams and Memories or Memories and Dreams. And I apologize for getting the name wrong, but I did an article that for them that's coming out in the in their spring issue. I'm working on another article for them about. I think it's interesting. I don't know how many younger people know this, but there were four seasons where they played two All-Star games, and they're coming out with an All-Star edition. And I'm writing about those four years, and it's an interesting story about how it came about. And whatnot, and the story that's coming out in that magazine that I've already written, it's going to be published in I think it's next month. Really, really interesting story. They wanted me to write a story about unwritten rules, and it ended up. You know, we talk a lot about the unwritten rules that are on the field that we all know about. You know, things like you don't bunt with a big lead and. You know, things like that. But there are a lot of unwritten rules that really kind of stem from social issues. The greatest unwritten rule of them all was that blacks couldn't play in the major leagues. And even after Jackie Robinson and many other African-Americans ended up in baseball, there were still unwritten rules on how many African-Americans any team could have at any one time. And the thing about, not hitting a home run and not dancing, that's a cultural thing, too. And that's kind of how that story evolved. And I'm really proud of that story. And I'm not exactly sure. I think you can buy that magazine through the Hall of Fame website. I'm not 100% sure. And other than that, I'm not really working on anything writing wise, although when the season starts, like I said, I'm sure I will be doing some Giants for both MLB.com and Associated Press.
Well, good stuff. I'll look forward to reading that. I look forward to seeing you at the ballpark in the dugout before the game, and we'll catch up. Hopefully you'll be around soon, Hank. And thanks for coming on the show tonight. Really, really good stuff. I appreciate you coming on.
Yeah, my pleasure, and I look forward to seeing you too.
Former Navy SEAL Sean Ryan shares real stories from real people from all walks of life on The Sean Ryan Show. Comedian John Crist.
How long have you been in Nashville? Let's see, 2018 is when I moved here. I lived in an apartment. I didn't know anything about it. I lived in L.A.
You were living in L.A.? How was that?
Yeah. Well, let's see, good for my career. Send me to rehab, though, so. That's pretty much the sum of it.
The Sean Ryan Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.